Winter in Madrid by C.J. Sansom, read by Simon Russell Beale. Prologue. The Jarama Valley, Spain, February 1937. Bernie had lain at the foot of the knoll for hours, half conscious. The British battalion had been brought up to the front 2 days before, rattling across the bare Castilian plain in an ancient locomotive. They had marched by night to the front line. The battalion had a few older men, veterans of the Great War, but most of the soldiers were working-class boys, without even the officer training corps experience that Bernie and the smattering of other public school men possessed. Even here, in their own war, the working class stood at a disadvantage. The Republic had held a strong position, on top of a hill that sloped down steeply to the Jarama River Valley. In the far distance, the grey smudge of Madrid was visible, the city that had withstood the fascists since the general's uprising last summer. Madrid, where Barbara was. Franco's army had already crossed the river. There were Moroccan colonial troops down there, experts at using every fold in the ground as cover. The battalion was ordered into position to defend the hill. Their rifles were old, many did not fire properly, and there was a shortage of ammunition. They had been issued with French steel helmets from the Great War that the old soldiers said weren't bulletproof. Despite the battalion's ragged fire, the Moors slipped gradually up the hill as the morning advanced, hundreds of silent, deadly bundles in their grey ponchos, appearing and disappearing again among the olive trees, coming ever closer. Shelling began,